Philip Stamp with PNX. These Urgent Care. Today's date is 05/26/2022. Dictation is for Domenico Rosco. Rosco spells O-R-O-Z-S-C-O. Dominique spells D-O-M-I-N-I-C. Date of birth is 09/06/1972. This is a 49-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Mr. Dominic has a history of opioid use disorder. He's currently on Suboxone here for follow-up for this condition. He stated that since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care elsewhere. And today it says he's having some problem with this right knee, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient said reports right knee pain. He states that several years ago used to play football and basketball and baseball and had a ACL tear which was repaired, and stated that occasionally we'll have some pain, but this time pain lasts longer than usual. Said pain is approximately 6 out of 10, has been going on now for about a week or two. Said it's confined to the medial surface of his knee. Is non-radiating, is worse with his job, period. He stated his job entails him being on his knee for prolonged periods, and said that exacerbates his pain, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert, oriented, and no acute distress. His vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room warm. Blood pressure is 151/93. Pulse 77, respiration 18, temperature 98. Next paragraph, knee. No effusion, no erythema. Joint is not hot to touch. He has full range of motion with moderate discomfort. Negative varus, positive valgus. There's grating with range of motion. Neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regulating rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or sinusitis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, non-distended. Normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, time is 3 cranial nerves, 2 tendons grow normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood unaffected, normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Number 2, medication refill. Number 3, screen for diabetes. Number 4, screen for hypercholesterolemia. Number 5, knee pain. Next paragraph, procedure, trigger point. Procedure was explained to patient. We talk about the complications, which include infection, worsening of his pain, recurrence, and the poor response. He says you understand and give verbal consent for us to proceed. Patient and I identify sites of the area of maximum pain. We identify 2 sites. These sites were marked with skin marker, prepped with betadine, then overwiped with alcohol. 2.5 cc's of lidocaine mixed with 0.5 cc's of solumedrol injected into the site, equally distributing the medication in each site. Next line, patient tolerate procedure well. Next line, there were no complications. Next line, after administration of medication into area of maximum pain, site was then secured with Band-Aid. Patient's joint was moved into flexion and extension positions on several occasions. He reports immediate relief. Next line, patient and I talked about this procedure and the need for him not to visit any other clinic to have more steroid injection, as this could be detrimental. He must wait at least 3 months before he consider having this procedure again, particularly if he continues to have symptoms, period. Next paragraph. Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SLFM, 1 fem SLBID for 30 days, number 660, no refills. Next paragraph, labs were drawn. Labs are drawn as follows: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, TSH, PSA. Patient was advised that he be called if these lab tests are abnormal. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. PNP aware was reviewed. Data from PNP aware does not support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion. End of the patient.